I don't know. It's already noon, so.
It's not noon yet.
It is. Well, I mean, it's 10 minutes to noon. It's like 11. Are we even?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe if you'd set your clock every now and then.
Oh, yeah, the clock. Well, I mean, it's pretty close, actually.
This has been, yeah, but this has been going on since you, the power outage.
Since the power outage.
Which was like, what, episode 3?
Oh, yeah.
That was, this is episode
9. Yeah. I guess we can introduce ourselves since we're already, whatever.
Might as well, right?
Yeah. So, I'm Jasmine.
I'm Tim.
And this is Horrible People, episode number 9.
Yep.
Yeah. And this week... Well, we're going to get in... I guess we could talk about what we did this week, which is basically nothing. But,
well, we didn't do anything, but we had...
Well, we went to specifically, the movies.
Yeah, well, we had specifically decided to talk about Ghostbusters here recently because...
Right.
The new one came out.
Mm-hmm.
And Jasmine had not seen the first or second Ghostbusters.
Either one, no.
Both actually existed before she was born.
Yeah, the first one was 1984, the second one was 1989.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we want to talk about...
You want to just jump right into it?
Yeah.
We've been kind of waiting for like a week on this, so...
Yeah, oh my goodness. It's like... It's been so hard not to talk to anybody about it. Like, I briefly talked to some people about it, and I'm like, oh, I can't
let my... I know you must have told Josh something.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was like... I was screaming in the parking lot about...
You screaming?
I have very strong feelings about Ghostbusters number one.
Really? Already? Like, you just saw it one time and
you're
super emotional over it?
Yeah. And, well... Nobody's gonna like my opinion.
What are you so emotional about?
So, well, here, I figured we'd start about with, like, my feelings. Well, do you want to talk about the first one? Or you want to talk, like, in order, or you want to talk about the new
one?
You
mentioned it, so.
Okay, so.
Now, we saw the third one first, then Jasmine saw the second one.
Right. So, Ghostbusters number one, original.
Hmm.
I'd probably give it, like, a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Before? Obviously not even close.
Okay. No, I give it points for originality of the time. I can't... Like,
it's
been
out.
And it's
still a 4 after you gave it points of originality?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Like, let me... Okay. Now, you thought that I wouldn't like the graphics because they're...
No.
Not
no,
great.
I said that the graphics in the new one would take away from the story is what I said.
Well, I mean, but were you worried that I wouldn't like...
No, that's what I was trying to say, is that the graphics hold up well, but they add a certain type of, I don't want to say cheese factor, because I don't feel like it's cheesy, you might, but,
no.
Like, I felt like it added, the newer ones, it was so, I don't even want to say realistic, because they started throwing in, like, cartoon characters at the end,
yeah.
But, it just, the graphics were obviously on point. I mean, this is 2016 as opposed to...
Of the new one?
Yeah. As opposed to 1989.
I'll tell you about my feelings about them in comparison to the new one when we get to the new one.
Okay.
But, so, I thought... Okay. Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Hated him.
Really?
Absolutely.
You hated his character?
I hated his character.
Really?
He is such a... Is he supposed to be, like, the hunk in the movie?
No, he's the pompous asshole who...
Yeah. Who's a fucking creep.
Because he's the biggest star. How's he a creep?
He's a creep. Okay, first of all, beginning of the movie, he's doing, like, these, you know, psychology tests on the guy and the girl.
Which is hilarious.
It's not... funny to me.
You don't think that that's funny that he's that
no.
he's letting the girl win and
that
he's intentionally trying to screw over the guy
like
so
a
he can...
40-year-old man trying to creep on some 18-year-old girl.
For one, he was definitely not even close to 40 around 80 at that age.
How old is he?
Because then that would make him in his like 80s now.
Let me see. How old is Bill Murray?
But either way.
Oh, he's 65. But 30
Either
years ago,
way,
he was
though,
35.
Right.
5 years from 40. Okay, mid-30s man creeping on like
right.
an 18-year-old girl. Gross.
Okay, so once again, not reality. It's a movie. And that was supposed to be a joke, obviously.
He continues to be creepy through the entire thing. The entire thing.
That's his
like,
character.
I hate him. I hate him. Absolutely hate him. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Sigourney Weaver, though, she's actually pretty hot in the movie. Like, it's weird to see her young, because I don't think
I've ever looked up. Are you going based off of looks? Because this is what it's starting to sound like.
No. But, so then she asks him to leave her apartment, and he won't fucking leave.
Okay, so you're not, you apparently have never watched enough 80s movies. So, you gotta realize that this is a different
time. Well, that's what I was gonna bring up.
Well, it's a different time frame.
Where being creepy is okay.
It wasn't considered creepy back in the day. People have gotten a lot more sensitive to certain things over the time.
Right.
What you would consider creepy nowadays is somebody glancing at you the wrong way. Or as opposed to then, somebody creepy was somebody who was really legit creepy. I mean, they were like a creeper who was stalking you, or psychotic, or whatever. Like, that was the definition of creepy. Now people refer to creepy as, oh man, that person's looking at me weird. Oh, that person's looking at me creepy. Oh, that person's
over here being a creeper. Or not leaving your apartment.
That was a once again, you're trying to fit it into your little world. But that's okay.
My little world?
Yeah, because you didn't exist when this all existed.
Okay, so I took that later because I was like, okay, it's the 80s. Like you said, it's definitely rightfully so that if somebody asks you to leave their fucking apartment, you leave their fucking apartment. And you say, good day to you, ma'am. Bye.
He
never once is a hero. He never, for some reason though, he gets the fucking girl at the end. Because, for what? He doesn't do anything. If anybody should get the girl, it's Dan Aykroyd. If anybody. Yeah. He's
all he did was play the nerd. That's all he did. He played the scientific nerd who didn't even socialize with anybody. So how can you say that he deserved to get the girl when he didn't even technically socialize with anybody but, honestly, Venkman? So I don't know where you're coming from. The only person who really expressed his full personality in the movie is Bill Murray's character.
Who's an awful human being and still didn't save the world. He didn't save her. He didn't do anything but tell everybody, let's not don't think of anything. I mean, crap, I guess Dan Aykroyd created the Stay Puft Man, but whatever. Bill Murray is not a scientist. He didn't study anything.
He is a scientist. He's a doctor.
Okay, but if you paid attention to the movie, he didn't actually know anything.
That's his character.
He doesn't pretend not to know anything?
He's not pretending. He's not overplaying it. He doesn't want to be looked at as, you gotta remember in the 80s there were nerds and then there were popular people and blah 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 whatever.
Okay.
He didn't want to be looked at as the nerd, scientific, brainy type. He didn't want to be looked at like that. He wanted to be looked at as the cool, sophisticated type of smooth talker, quick-witted, whatever type of character. That's what he wanted to be portrayed as. Uh-huh. But he does have scientific background. He had his own show, as a matter of fact, based off of his scientific background.
Can we talk about his show, first of all?
Obviously weird.
Okay.
Also a parody on the shows that were out at that time.
Yeah, no, the second one is much better. But, however, his show in the beginning, if we're going to even talk about his show, has nothing to do. He's interviewing people on their psychic ability. I could fucking do that.
And he's
disproving them or whatever.
Disproving them while doing it hilariously.
These people are nut jobs, and they go on his show, and then he says, oh, haha, yes, you're crazy.
If you were alive during the 80s, you would know that that's how the shows were during that time. All the talk shows were like that. That's what they did, that's how talk shows became what they are.
He's horrible.
Okay, well, anyways. That's fine. That's your opinion.
He's terrible. I thought, actually, when actively trying to compare the new one that we saw to this one, I thought there were actually a lot of similarities.
Right. Which we talked about before.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the new one? Okay. Like, I like things that I don't like about the old one.
First off, let's get a rank.
Okay.
Of the three. Top, second, third. Obviously, third is first.
For me?
Yeah. Or no. You're going to go lower than 4 out of 10?
I would say 2, the second one, the new one, and then the first one.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah.
So you like the second one the best, second the one newest the best, one the second.
The new one right, and the first one, yeah.
So, okay.
Okay.
So the third one.
The third one.
Had a lot of similarities between the first and the second.
See, I didn't think you would think so, because you thought it was so bad.
It was bad, but that doesn't mean there's not similarities. Okay. I told you they were basically playing off the same script.
I like
them. Their characters were essentially...
See, I found no similarities in them.
Well, not Bill Murray's character. There was no Bill Murray-like character, unless, of course... And here's the other funny, creepy part, okay, from the guy's perspective.
Okay.
Kristen Wiig, throughout the entire movie...
Was creeping on...
Creeping on Liam or Chris Hemsworth. Or,
yes. I found it creepy, too.
Liam or Chris? Chris Hemsworth, right?
Chris, yeah.
Yeah, so, creeper, okay? So, they did take that from the old movie hilarious. And put that in here. All of a sudden, it's hilarious now that it's a woman doing it?
No, it's hilarious that... I mean, when I was watching the movie, I was like, okay, he's obviously saying no, so just stop. Like, you know... It wasn't funny at first, and it wasn't funny later. Mm. She seemed as creepy to me. I know a lot of people nowadays, they have like double standards. Like if it's not creepy for a woman to do it, but I didn't make when I was watching Bill Murray's character. I guess it also kind of plays into double standard. I didn't see the similarities between those two.
I never once even fathomed the idea that you came up with from the first one.
Like, really?
No.
No?
I never thought that he was a creeper. I never thought that he was...
I wonder, if you watch it now, do you think you still would think it's funny?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my god.
It is a movie that's held up for 30 plus years.
This movie is so bad. And I googled because I wanted to make sure I wasn't alone in my thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. A lot of people don't think it's funny. It's... To me, I wish... It shouldn't even be put in the comedy thing. There were three... You want to know the three parts that made me laugh? I wrote them down because I found it. I was just watching and I was like, this is terrible. So, when I did laugh, I wrote them down. So, the three parts that made me laugh were... Let's see.
I just can't wait till people comment on this because they're going to fucking destroy you.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to fucking destroy you.
So there's only one thing that Bill Murray says that made me laugh. And it was the fact that, so the Sigourney Weaver's character says like, I want you inside me. And he says, sounds like you got at least two people in there already. Might be a little crowded.
That was in the second one.
And, no, that was the first one. She's Azul.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
she's
yeah, yeah.
Also, but...
And you didn't think... Okay, what about Rick Moranis?
Who's that?
He was the key.
The key. Oh, that he's creepy? He's slightly creepy.
How is he creepy? I don't understand what your fucking definition of creepy is.
Like, are you asking
really
me if he's
to
creepy?
It's really starting to
concern
me now.
Like, oh, my God.
Like, you're identifying everybody as creepy... But they're completely normal people. I don't understand
how is he a normal human being? If I were to ask any other person, if somebody came into your apartment after you asked them to help you with something, and then they're like, hey, what did he wanted like a kiss
if
or
he was
like something
around,
like that?
Joking around hitting on you. There's a complete different thing. He wasn't forcing himself upon her. He wasn't forcing his entry. He wasn't doing any of those things. He wasn't making her do anything.
So
all he
creepy.
Was doing was trying to hit on her and trying to persuade her to possibly go out with her.
If anybody
and
ever
that's
did
creepy.
That to me.
Somebody actually pursuing somebody in real
somebody
life.
Somebody not leaving your apartment and being a creepy
did he
fuck.
Leave?
Yeah, after her asking at least 4 times with her having to push him out the door.
Jokingly. She had a smile on her face while she was pushing him out the door. Yes or no?
No.
Yes, she did. Go watch the movie again.
I can't believe you don't think it's creepy.
I can't believe you think it's creepy. That's the weirdest shit to me. Like, where is your mind at?
Where is my mind? Because that's fucking creepy. Honestly, if I asked any person... If I asked anybody.
It's just odd that you would focus somebody, on that one thing and then be like, oh, okay, now this guy's officially creepy.
Because he is. Well, one, it creeped me out with the girl. The beginning with the girl. And then he's awful throughout the entire thing. Like, he says he doesn't contribute anything. He just shows up and wants to be the cool guy at the end who didn't fucking do anything. Mm-hmm. He's horrible.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, that part made me laugh. The second part was the black guy that they added in, you know, because I guess, you know, gotta have a black character.
Like they did with the third one.
They did, yeah. Yep. I thought that was funny. So he says near...
Also had no scientific background, like the third one.
Yeah. But I mean, at least... No, never mind. So when they're with the mayor, I thought it was funny that they both met with the mayor, but they had two different experiences. In the first one and the third one. The mayor in the first one is like, oh, please save the city, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so when they're trying to convince the mayor that the Ghostbusters are real, and the black guy goes, these guys, I wasn't sure about them before, but since I've been with them, I've seen shit that'll turn you white. But, and then the third one was just, I guess that... it wasn't as funny, because I know already, but the fact that everybody's trying to empty their mind, and the only thing Dan Aykroyd can think of, you know, is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. But, that was the only... the movie was actually semi-scary. I wouldn't put it as, like, scary, but at one point I was like, am I watching The Exorcist with the Zool character inside Sigourney Weaver, because she, like, lifts herself off the bed, and then she's got all this stuff, and...
Well, they have to base it off of something.
Yeah. I didn't love the fact that I liked the new one, and the fact that they had the character that was the villain was creating ghosts, you know what I mean? He was sort of one of them, in a way, but wanting to end the world. The two first ones were based off of, like, these weird, like, random people from...
Random acts. It happened... In the first one, it happened naturally. It wasn't done by somebody.
Right. The second one sort of was, I guess. It was the museum guy. But did he create...
But he was a... Yeah, he was a...
He was a victim?
He was a...
Was he...
Well, technically, sort of? Yeah. Well,
like, he didn't...
The ooze flowing underneath the city was what caused... that issue. So there was paranormal activity already existing below the city.
I see.
So, and then basically what was happening was whatever that dude was, a demon or whatever, was channeling it through him into the museum or whatever. And, but yeah, they were both pretty much natural. There was no third person, like, human villain that was like, you know, I mean, the other guy was under control, under possession, so he didn't really have a choice. He was jealous. He didn't like Sigourney Weaver or what's his name? Bill Murray's character.
Right. Well, he didn't like him, or did she have a baby with somebody else? Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They
drifted apart in the five part.
Yeah, and then
So things that So before seeing the first one, things that I knew were similar were, I knew, like, they things that they played homage to was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in that balloon thing. The taxi driver, was that Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah.
Okay, and then obviously Bill Murray played a small villain role.
And Ernie Hudson was in it as well.
Really?
Yeah, he was... Or what's Leslie Jones' uncle who owned the
okay. I didn't even I didn't know he was in the movie.
Was because was Ivan Reitman, because or whatever his name is.
And then I think the two ghosts that stole the car, so the Slimer guy, and his companion,
they basically put a woman Slimer version in there.
I feel like I've seen those two before though.
Yeah,
in what
they've created.
Things?
Action figures.
Okay, so it wasn't
movies,
like...
Movies, video games, cartoons, shit like that.
Right. But after seeing the first one, there were multiple things that I didn't know. Both of them were hearses.
Yeah.
The license plates were the same. Yeah. What else?
Yeah, there was a ton of similarities.
They both got kicked out of universities, like the whatever. They were both a team of, like, three scientists and then a comedic relief black person.
Basically.
And, yeah. Also, I don't know. That was mostly, it felt like, they both felt like ghost fantasy movies with a little bit of humor mixed in, to me. The third one, I thought was the funniest out of all of them. The second one had a cool story, I thought. Like, I don't know, maybe not cool story, but I liked, well, I semi-enjoyed watching the movie at least. Whereas the first one, I don't know what happened.
First one was kind of, I felt like they had a premise and they're like, all right, let's put this thing together. And then the second one was like, all right, let's put together a storyboard and be like, and let's put, you know, actually work it through.
Right. I liked that they seemed to be a group already. I almost wish they had done that with the first one, which they were sort of a group.
But you gotta understand how it comes together and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about the second one when it opens with them doing birthday parties?
Like, as a, what did I think about it? Typical, I don't know.
Typical?
I guess, I was telling you, that's what happens with superheroes. I think
part of the problem, too, is that you've seen the past 25 years of movies influenced by these movies.
You think so?
I think so. Like there's things that they take away from movies like this that have been done now.
Right.
It's just done. It's right. been done by now.
I've been trying to, when I watched the first one, I was like, okay, remember that it was a new concept at the time and all this stuff. But I already knew a lot about it. I guess that actually makes
sense
as to why
your generation wouldn't necessarily appeal to them.
Right.
Because it's already been done 10,000 fucking times by now. Like, it's been done in so many other movies besides just this movie.
Right.
And it was kind of like this was more of the beginning of that type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, putting that perspective, and I could see how you, because I could guarantee you that anybody who's my age would never in a million years rank three
as anywhere
close to either of those. See, I guarantee you.
I have multiple people that have watched it that both say they liked three.
Of my age?
Yeah.
Who?
That, people I don't know. Like this lady, her name is Brittany Gibbons, and she took her daughter and whatever and rated it.
Were you interviewing people after the...
No, I saw it on Facebook because I follow her or whatever.
Oh.
And she said she took her daughter and...
But she took her kid to it. That's not what we're talking about. She went to go see a child's movie and expected a child's movie. That's not what I'm talking about.
When you're comparing... She said she liked it.
I'm saying that if she's an adult...
She's an adult. She's your age.
She took a child. It's not... I'm telling you, that's not the same thing. So if she felt that it was child appropriate, then she doesn't care about the first or the second one.
Oh my goodness.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
So you're saying that the Ghostbusters 1 and 2 is not child appropriate?
Not necessarily. They're not going to understand the humor in it. You think they're going to understand the banter between...
Apparently, I didn't understand the humor in it.
No, you definitely did. But that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that the first and second one were not originally made for children. I mean, I'm pretty sure you would get that impression. I mean, especially with the way how evil the guy in the second one was.
I feel like so Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and what's-his-face were people that had made things before, mm-hmm. right? So I kind of felt this about the new one, too. They were funny people before, people liked them, blah, blah, blah. If you were to put any other group of people in those movies... I guarantee you it would have flopped. If they did the same amount of acting, I'm not saying, like, shitty actors or anything, but if they were to do the exact same thing, I think it would not have been good.
I don't know about flopping, but it definitely wouldn't have done as well.
I think people like them. Just like
it's just like in today's age, you could say that about half the movies that come out today. You could say that about the most recent Ghostbusters.
That's what I mean.
Too.
The new one, I did not like anybody. The only I lied. I liked two people. I liked Leslie Jones and Chris Hemsworth.
I felt like the third one was ad-libbed, like almost the entire time. I felt like there was no script.
Really?
Like they were just winging it the whole time.
I felt like they were all suppressed, actually. I felt like they had been told to say it exactly like this and don't do anything.
But they delivered everything flat is the problem. Everything, even though the script sounded ad-libbed, they still delivered it flat. It didn't, there was no, so,
lots of their jokes did not land.
Yeah, no.
At all. Like, I think we laughed maybe four or five times during it.
Yeah.
And the only I didn't realize Chris Hemsworth would actually be such a big part in it. Actually,
I didn't think so either.
You know, I thought, oh, he's just gonna, like, when they showed him, I was like, oh, he's barely gonna be in the movie. He's gonna whatever. Right. And then he kept showing up, and I was like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah, he did have some pretty funny parts, but yeah, I think then again,
it was an easy joke.
Well, it was an easy joke, and it was only funny because Chris Hemsworth, who is
like gorgeous.
Is so dumb. So,
but it only gets like
those the first were the few. Times. Those were the few chuckles that I had during the movie. Yeah. Where we like when he took the glasses out of or the lenses out of his glasses because they you know like stupid little things like that. Like I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. Oh, that's kind of funny. But I never like was like laugh out loud. This like, is
dying.
Funny.
Everything.
Nothing like that. No. Yeah, I was severely disappointed with the movie. Especially because I liked all those women. I think that all those women are hilarious. Especially Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. It's so funny.
So it's, I don't know. It was okay. I gave it a 6. I liked the story. So I really liked the story. 2, probably a 6 as well. Maybe a 6.5 or a 7. Yeah. Because I think when I went into the first one, I thought, okay, this is going to be so funny. I'm going to laugh so much.
Yeah, that's probably another part of the problem, too. Yeah. Is that you have 1,000 people telling you how funny it is. It's gonna be.
Yeah, and then I just didn't like it. And so with the second one, I felt like it's not going to be funny. And I'm just going to take it for what it is. Yeah. So that's maybe why I liked it more.
Well, I'm starting to... I mean, you've seen 80s movies.
Yeah, obviously. A couple of them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever... Okay. Because I'm wondering if anything's going to even relate to you. That's part of what I'm thinking now. Because if it's during the 80s, then that was such a different...
You know what I noticed? Everybody smokes.
Yeah.
I was
and,
like,
and wherever the fuck they want, too.
Yeah.
Like,
it was so... It was. Know. I was like, oh, this is...
Right.
It's definitely 80s, you know what I mean? It's besides like decor and what people are wearing or whatever, but just mentalities, I guess, of, you know, smoking everywhere. Right. Everybody, like,
constantly people with cigarettes hanging out of their mouth wherever they're at.
If somebody were to be smoking in today's movie,
it would be
grossed out. Not necessarily grossed out, but like
it would be off-putting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
We wouldn't.
Right. But yeah, that's just one of the many
differences.
You know, because you could say what you said about Bill Murray's character for almost literally every single 80s teen movie.
You think there's crazy always a teenager who's funny, who's supposed to be
into the perspective of the viewer? Because if you look at like Pretty in Pink,
I've not seen that one. I should see it, but...
in the movie, okay. And this is going to apply to almost every single 80s movie.
Okay.
There is a nerdy guy chasing after a hot chick.
Right, okay.
And they're not just chasing after the hot chick. They're pretty much stalking the hot chick.
Right.
Okay. But like I said, during the 80s, this wasn't considered a stalker or a creeper. This was considered somebody who was wanting to pursue somebody or... And that was a bad choice of words. But...
Well, do you think... I think what it's essentially trying to put is a negative thing on nerds. Nerdy people are creepy, is what I think the 80s was trying thought.
That was possible.
I mean, they were also trying to make them cool-ish, because a lot of, sometimes, like, the nerd guy would get the girl.
At the end. They usually, like, did the cocoon thing, and then at the end they merged a butterfly and got a girl, whatever.
Because I'm trying to think...
Because it was always a down... Because most of them were written by... God, why can't I think of his name right now? He wrote, like, every damn 80s movie there ever was. Anyways, but he...
Was he a nerd that wanted to get the girl?
Exactly. And exactly. That's exactly it.
You know what I want to say? Is what? That he... Did he... If he's such a nerd and... never got the girl. I wonder if he thinks that all these things that they were doing was okay.
Probably.
You know, I don't know.
Probably. But it also wasn't viewed in the way things are viewed today.
No, I
know. People are really sensitive to a lot of things today that they weren't sensitive 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Like I said. But it just... Watching, I'm
people,
sure...
People take offense a lot easier today than people ever have in the past.
Yeah. I knew that my... Because every time when I brought this up to Josh, if I brought it up to anybody who has already seen the movie, if they thought Bill Murray's character was creepy, they're going to say no.
Right.
Because it's just... Because they've
seen it. See, now, which is weird, because Josh is younger than you.
He is, but... I don't know. Maybe... I don't know when he watched it.
To be honest with you, I've talked to people across the board who have seen this movie, even younger people, and I've never once ever heard anybody accuse Bill Murray's character of being creepy.
Being creepy?
Not once. It's just so weird.
Weird that I would... Yes. It's... I don't know.
It's very weird that you would go there.
It's not that weird.
It really is, though.
It's... I guess for the 80s, it was cool to be creepy.
Like I said, I think your definition of what creepy is...
If you put that in a movie today... Like you said, Kristen Wiig's character...
No. Okay, so here's the scenario. Let's say that the Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say that the nerd dude from who was dating the hot chick, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's say he was over there and he was hitting on her and she kept going, no, 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 just go, no, 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 just go. Really?
Really? Because because I think they just... It's not okay
So when somebody turns around and you go, no, go, and they go, okay, bye-bye, and then just take off, and so you just expect somebody to drop everything that they're saying and doing and just take off.
Yeah. Okay. When somebody says no, it means fucking no.
Okay. I'm not denying that.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not trying to say,
I'm not trying to sound like it's
okay to be creepy. No.
But
no,
I'm just saying that... I think that people are oversensitized. Like, that is actually a scary thought, to be honest with you, because...
No. Do you think it's scary because you think that maybe people would think you're creepy?
No, because I don't do that.
And exactly, because it's not okay.
No, but I've never looked at it like that. That person was romantically interested in somebody, okay? So he was trying to get as much FaceTime with her as possible.
There is a difference.
You're playing into that whole one scene too much. Like, you're taking it completely out of context. All you're focusing on is the fact that he wouldn't leave her apartment. But that's not necessarily what was happening. He did leave her apartment. He was slowly backing up. She was telling him to go. And while he was backing up, he was joking around with her, trying to hit on her. That's a completely different scenario. If somebody is forcibly trying to keep themselves in your apartment, that is a different situation. But he was voluntarily leaving, although he was fighting the situation.
Exactly! He's not he's...
But he wasn't fighting with her. He wasn't physically trying to maintain
himself. I'm rolling my eyes. For people who can't see, I'm rolling my eyes so hard.
I can't wait for these fucking comments to come out.
No, because there will be people who... I want to ask so many people. Oh my goodness. I'm going to go ask so many people.
By all means.
I want to see the Here's statistics. What I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read them the script from that scene and say, "What did you think about that? Is that creepy?"
Well, people have already seen the movie, so you can just reference the movie.
No. I'm not going to reference the movie. I'm going to say guy comes into I can't be so obvious.
So you're taking it out of context.
No.
That's exactly what you're doing. You just said that's exactly what you're doing. We're talking about the movie, but yet you're taking this specific situation out of the movie
and
putting it into a different context.
Okay, if I change few things, you're
putting it out of context.
No, if I say...
That is the definition of putting it out of context.
If I say, guy comes over, handyman comes over to help fix somebody's refrigerator. And then proceeds, she called him because I guess she felt safe enough to invite him over, as a single woman, to come over and fix her refrigerator.
Not to mention she met him before, obviously.
Okay, well, yeah, you've seen them on TV.
And spoken with them over.
Okay, yeah, okay. That doesn't mean anything. But, so you've spoken, I'm going to read this to so many people. Fine. And bring it, like I said, man, woman, says all these things, blah, 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 blah. What do you think? Is it creepy?
Okay.
And I want to see how many people say yes.
I'm very interested in too.
Are you?
Yeah, because I think you're going to be completely wrong.
I don't think so.
I think you're going to be absolutely wrong.
I can't believe this is what we're fighting about.
Because you took it there. I can't believe that you would take that one part of the movie and seriously...
It changed the entire thing for me. If he had not been in it and not been so creepy, if he was just like, you know, hey, maybe we should go to dinner sometime, and she's like, no, thank you. And then he left her apartment, and then... you know, save the day. Or he was like, you know what, if you change your mind, that'd be great, or whatever, you have my number, bye. And then saved her, was actually a hero, did all this shit, he would be fine to get the girl at the end. But he doesn't. He doesn't fucking do anything.
Okay.
Once
again, Jasmine has seen the movie once. And she did take notes.
I did take notes, because it ruined... Okay, I guess we can move on, because it's only going to be us fighting about this over back and forth for the next, I don't know, 25 minutes, if we don't change the subject. So, how did you like Kate McKinnon's character in the new one? I didn't.
Yes and no.
Okay.
That was one of the characters that I felt was definitely ad-libbed. Like, there was no... It was just Kate McKinnon doing whatever the fuck she wanted to do. With poise.
Yeah, I guess.
But I didn't really... That was her character, though. You know, I felt like she played her character well.
Yeah,
I
don't think she did a bad job of playing the character they wanted her to play, right. But I just didn't like her character at all.
I like that she was a spaz. I like that it was different from the other one. No spaz in the other one.
No.
You know, there wasn't that person who was just like...
Who was just like...
Kind of wacky, you know?
Yeah. The wackiest one.
And did
one.
Weird things.
Yeah.
You know, I will say, if anything, I did actually appreciate that, because I do like that when... I do like weird, kind of spontaneous weird shit popping up every now and then. And Kate McKinnon definitely delivered on that throughout the entire movie. Leslie Jones' character was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I could take it or leave it.
I really liked...
Once again, they threw in the auto black person. As,
yeah.
You know.
And just, well, I mean...
No background.
Right. And she did typical, like,
well,
look
then,
at me.
See, and then he was also, in the movie, Ernie Hudson was a... knew all the routes, all the tunnels and all the city... You know, they basically were the same fucking character.
Okay. I didn't even...
Almost to a T.
Yeah, so they created the same black person.
Right. Except for he basically just shows up looking for a job.
Right.
And
she
you know,
needed help. Right. She saw the ghost or whatever.
Right. So, yeah, that was definitely redone.
Mm-hmm. I didn't love either of the villains in the first two. But in this new one, I loved the villain. I loved
the villain
that he
was a much
weird.
Bigger part in this one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like,
much
he had a... I don't want to say a story.
Well,
but,
it was one entity, too. So,
right.
Like, in the second one, it was one entity, too, but you didn't know, really. He didn't have any speaking roles up until that point. You didn't see him. He wasn't introduced. There was nothing. But with this character, it was from the very beginning that you knew that this was the antagonist, this is the guy who's going to cause the shit.
Right.
And then he had plans. Not to mention that he had plans, but he was also really intelligent, too.
Yeah.
So, I didn't mind that part. I thought that the backstory on that was pretty good. The fact that you're artificially creating ghosts, whatever. It's a movie. I'm not going to, you know, try and...
Well, do you think... I felt like he created a portal for them. Do you know what I mean?
But he artificially brought ghosts into the world. It's not like...
You don't think like they existed?
It wasn't a natural situation. No, of course, obviously they existed, but it was on a completely separate plane. He took them from this plane and got them over to this plane. But he did it artificially.
What about
the
first
and the second one, it wasn't done artificially. It happened naturally.
I see what you're saying. No, well, see that...
Nobody created a machine in order to produce ghosts.
I like that about him. He was crazy and he wanted the world to end, and he was so crazy that he followed these people's book or whatever and created a I don't want to call it a portal, but a thing so that way ghosts could come onto this plane or whatever.
Well, he hated humanity.
Right, and he wanted it to end.
And he knew that he would have power in the other world.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean...
I liked him. I mean, not like liked him, like he's, you know, cool, because he's obviously a villain and creepy and awful, but yeah. I liked him in general.
Yeah, but he was, yeah, I think they got a pretty decent person to act, do him, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he was going to be the villain when he was talking to What's-Her-Face in the subway. Like, I didn't...
The creepy vibe, he was...
Well, he was definitely creepy, definitely, and he's just like... Yeah, well, then, when I saw him go down the subway, I was like, oh, no, he's going to kill himself. That's my only, like...
Well, yeah, you
but, kind of... But because of the subway
with stuff. These movies, you kind of... Because that's...
He, I mean, he eventually killed himself, yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, but that was part of the plan.
Yeah.
He knew that that's what
was that what they were going to do, and he was going
to...
Right.
And then he knew that he'd be able to come back and mm-hmm. do it all, and so... So, yeah. That was the best put-together part of that movie, I think, was the villain's
villain. Story. Yeah, yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah. I think they had that as, like, a storyline, and they're like, all right, let's put the Ghostbusters around it, and then they're going to discover it, and then that's where they'll right. come from. But...
And I agree, if they put, like, other people in their parts, it would just not be good.
It, yeah.
I guess nobody would see
they it. They really didn't even pull it off, and they were...
Right. I guess I shouldn't say that it wasn't good, because it wasn't that great, but nobody would have seen it.
Right.
I don't know that the Ghostbusters name would have brought people just on that alone if they had stuck random women in it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, not that it's not a good fandom or people don't love it. I don't know why they love it, because I feel like I wasted $6 renting these movies.
Yeah, it's definitely a generational gap thing, I think.
It must be, because, you know, I don't know, I can't get behind them.
Yeah, well, like, because I told you, Melissa, I'm a huge Melissa McCarthy fan. Have you seen The Heat with Sandra Bullock?
No.
See, that is one of the first... And it's really, honestly, one of the only movies I can think in my mind and recollect where I laughed so hard that mm-hmm. I almost cried and my face hurt.
Yeah.
Like, that movie is so funny
and from I feel
start
like,
to end.
I feel like you're, like, I think with those, the storyline was okay and they let the actresses, whatever, go wherever they wanted to. Whereas I mm-hmm. feel like in this new Ghostbusters movie, they said... You can do a little bit of whatever, but try not to go too far with it, you know?
I think they definitely stuck more to a script in the first and the second one than the third one. They were just kind of fucking winging it. I mean, if you look at the lines from the third one, it's...
Do you feel... You think those are those people's...
It's all chatty. It's not... It's nothing. It's not written dialogue, I guarantee you. It's...
Or do you think it was shittily written dialogue? Do you know what I mean?
It couldn't have been. It could not. I have a hard time believing that anybody put that shit to paper. Like, just the lines coming from the movie were... I mean, I'm trying to... Let me see if I can get any... Yeah, user reviews for all this movie are fucking horrible. It just...
I'm gonna Google, is Bill Murray a creep? By the way, he looks so old in the new one. I mean, he's 65, but he looked decrepit.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom's 62 and she doesn't look that old.
Just different things like when the mayor says, never compared me to the mayor in Jaws. Never. Like, what the fuck? Like, that kind of sounds written, but like, I'm trying to look for the ones where they were just talking.
Where they're just like having conversations?
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't seem to me...
All right. We can't do this.
We can't do this.
So, yeah, I don't know. I wasn't a huge... I would say, for me...
What'd you rate it?
My favorite is the second one.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
I would probably give that like an 8. The first one definitely would be second. And I would probably give that like maybe 6.5, 5. Or not a 5, excuse me, 6.5, maybe 7.
Okay.
That's pushing it. This third one, I would give a 4.
Okay.
loosely. I mean, just because there were some chuckles in it, and there were certain entertaining moments, but
they felt, like you said, like they felt just really easy. All their jokes, every single time, like you can only have Chris Hemsworth be dumb so many times before it's like not funny anymore. Yeah. I guess. I mean, they kind of came up with new things, like you said, when he takes out his glasses. What do you say? Right. Because he didn't want to.
Or like when he answers the phone when he just hangs it up.
Yeah. Or they start yelling at him and he's just like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to hang up. Or they ask him to answer the phone and he's like, I can't. It's in the aquarium.
Yeah. Just little stupid things like that. Like, I feel like, I don't know. Maybe that's just where movies are headed now. They're just little small one-liners kind of. Yeah. You know,
I think it's attention span stuff. Filling up the
script, maybe.
You know, like we can't
focus on anything for too long.
No.
Except for Pokemon.
Oh, which, by the way, you have gotten to be like a Pokemon master. So, like, the last one, you're like, I don't know, dude, I just can't get into it.
I've been like the jogging walking master here lately.
Would you say you lost like 15 pounds?
I've lost. It couldn't have all started with Pokemon Go, but I've lost 15 pounds over like a month and a half. But a more so difference I've noticed since I've started playing Pokemon Go, which has only been what, a week?
Yeah.
I think
well, like 3 days after, you're just like, I went to the park and I walked my dog for like 3 hours, man, outside. And I'm like,
well, I kept going to all these parks and well, what I find amazing is, when did you start it? You started like at least a week, 2 weeks before me.
Yeah, I started probably 2 weeks after it came out. So I don't know, probably like a month now.
Okay.
Right? Maybe. No,
it came out on July 8th.
July 8th?
Or something like that.
Are you sure? Maybe I've only played for... No,
yeah, it hasn't been that long.
Oh. Maybe I think I played like 4 days after I came out. Yeah. 2 weeks. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I caught up.
You did, yeah.
I caught up, so...
What level are you now?
I've been doing 15, almost 16.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I still have not hit 15. But to be fair, I've been sitting at home watching these movies.
Yeah. nice excuse.
I'm like,
honestly, 15. I like it.
You like it.
Well...
I mean, I knew you liked it.
We had talked about it before, where we would... I don't think we said it on air, but we were talking about it before where... And I think nerds can relate to this, too, because you spend a lot of time indoors. Mm-hmm. But you go outdoors and you actually do something.
Yeah.
Like walk or hike or take your dog for a walk or even the Pokemon Go stuff. Mm-hmm. And you go, holy shit, this feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though it's 110 degrees out here.
Yeah.
This still feels pretty good. Getting outside, being outside. Today, not so much because the wildfires have fucked our air up bad today.
Okay.
Really bad, especially over on the south side of town. I like it. I like going to the parks. There are so many people involved in it. Like you, how can you not feel inclusive?
Right.
Like, I don't really talk to people because I'm a weirdo, but...
Oh, okay.
But you know what they're doing.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't tell you. So, the night after we saw the movie, We both went.
I went across the street to the park.
I went to the park near my house because I was like... I almost asked you if you were going to go Pokemon hunting, and I was like, he's probably going to go home and bitch about this movie, so... But no, you went out, so I went out, and I was walking, and this group of, like, 6 12-year-olds came up, and they're like, were you here when the Snorlax was dropped? And I was like, no. And, like, they're 12, so, like...
Oh, you had a Snorlax dropped there, too?
No, they're liars.
Oh. Because I had a Snorlax dropped that same night, and that's exactly what happened. Somebody yells, somebody's over in a field somewhere, and they go,
wait,
Snorlax! And then everybody, like, rushes in.
That's what they said happened. Do you think it happened in general?
Maybe they just dropped a bunch of Snorlaxes in parks.
But he goes, in 10 minutes, I'm going to drop another one over there.
Maybe, so, I don't know, but and that's kind of weird.
He goes, don't worry, I don't abuse my admin powers. So I'm like, this fucking kid is like 13. He doesn't have any admin powers.
Yeah, he's...
I was like, okay, 10 minutes.
Yeah, he works for that Japanese company.
Yeah. Oh, man. So I've been reading some stuff because they don't give a shit what you think. Like, okay, so the people that play...
Who doesn't give a shit what you
think? Niantic. They're not going to do anything, by the way. Okay. And all of these, so...
About what?
Everything. So, okay, on... So Ingress is another thing or whatever
that they
owned and they created or whatever. And it's been out for a few years, but it took them over a year to, like... add inventory numbers, you know, like, so that you would know how many things you have in your inventory. Right. And, like, the some people who are playing it are like, they don't care about your suggestions. They don't care if you want to help. They're just going to do whatever the fuck they want to do when they want to do it. So, I know all your suggestions are really great.
That would apply to almost any company, though, because they're still going to have a business model. And not everybody's opinions or suggestions are going to fit
like
a business
model.
Well,
like, this fucking three-step bug should have been fixed...
Yeah.
So that, long ago.
As much money as they're making, this shit should be fixed. You're right. That is true.
Like,
as much money as they're making off of all this shit, they better be fixing
bugs. It just doesn't take that much to keep your servers going. You know, I saw they were hiring, like, somebody to fix servers or something. Like, they had job postings, and it was about, like, whatever. But, so, I don't know. It's just all kinds of... I don't know. People who aren't as interested in the game are losing interest in the game already. Actually, I found, you know, like, because there's only so much to do right now.
I think that there's going to start to be, laziness is going to start to shine through on some people. Like, that's just going to happen.
It already does with all this. Well, Josh and I were telling you about GPS spoofing.
Oh, right.
Oops.
Yeah.
And, how people can just
don't understand how that works, but
no, okay, I mean, so
it doesn't realize that you just traveled however many thousands of miles.
Doesn't matter. Well, I mean, when I turn on the app,
instantaneously,
that's why maybe that's how they're catching people.
I mean, if you can't speed in your car and not be able to whatever, how is it that you can travel across the fucking world?
And just pop in somewhere?
And just pop in, and then all of a sudden it registers.
Well, I think that's how they're catching people, I guess. Like,
but you said they're not doing anything. Are they banning these accounts?
They ban the accounts if they find them, but I don't know
how actively they're searching.
Right, well, if you... Okay, what I want to show you... Like, so let's say you turn off the app, you change your GPS outside of the app, so it's not like you can... Whatever. And then you go back.
But then it should just register as you went to that place, and now you're there. Doesn't mean that you should be able to dupe it into traveling.
It doesn't. You're not traveling though.
But you're. So you're not.
No,
that was the whole purpose, was so you could like make your eggs.
No. It's to catch Pokemon in other places. So like we don't have a whole lot of Magikarps or whatever because we're not in near a whole lot of water.
Right.
So places like if you were to GPS spoof to, let's say, like Santa Monica Pier. Yeah. Or Lake Michigan.
Something like that.
You know, then your character would pop up there and you could catch them all. I just didn't realize that. Yeah, but no, but it's not
But do you still have to walk around and stuff too?
No. You just
change
your GPS. But you can GPS, with the latitude and longitude or whatever, if you need to move your character, you know, I don't know, 3 points to the left or whatever it is. Change it and move.
Sounds like a lot of effort.
I mean...
I would rather just go out and fucking walk. Like, I'm not gonna look up GPS coordinates and, like, try and track down imaginary Pokemon all over the fucking world. And
They have websites now where you can see where they're located and how long they're spawned for and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
So that way you know where to go. If I want to catch a Snorlax, where is one? You know.
Right.
And then you just, you know, type in those coordinates. Bam! Now I've got a Snorlax. Or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting other stuff out of the app besides that, so.
I mean, that's why
I'm not doing it. Like, I haven't even competed at a gym yet.
No.
Like, I'm not even...
I don't know why you haven't even tried, because you can...
It's just I haven't had time.
Yeah.
And I'm not by any... I just... And all the gyms that I've gone to that are at the parks are fucking owned-ass gyms. Like, I mean, these people are, like, in the 2000s.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It matters how many people are at them. If you only have one person who's, like, you know, 1,500 combat points or whatever, mm-hmm. it's so easy to take over.
Really?
Yeah. But if you have, like, 6 or 7 people, you have to beat those 6 or 7 people so many fucking times.
Right.
But if it's only one person, you only have to beat them maybe 3 times. And, you know, it's not like if your Pokemon died and, like, went away, maybe people wouldn't compete as much.
Right.
But you just do revives or whatever, yeah, which you probably have a million.
To delete those like crazy.
Uh-huh. So, you know, you might as well use them or whatever.
Might as well, I guess.
Hmm. But, I don't know. I haven't gone out in, like, a week, so... Yeah. I've been staying at...
I went out last night again. Like, it was like 1:30 last night.
And, you even told me that you weren't going to go
because
you were tired.
I wasn't going to, and honestly, by the time I was done, my legs were on fire. Because I had already been standing up for 8.5 hours in that IV room.
Right, and then...
You know, and then come in, I came home, sat down for maybe 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
then got back up and just walked my dog for like an hour.
Right.
And, my dog did not want to go. Like, she's kind of over it.
Yeah, she's like, every day,
every fucking day we walk this. Then all of a sudden, he'll stop right in the middle, and then all of a sudden, I can't walk any further.
There's been people, like, drawing comics of stuff. Oh, my goodness. So there have been people who draw the loading screen, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, watch where you're going screen.
Right.
In different styles or whatever, and they're so good.
Yeah.
Like, they'll realistically draw a whatever that thing is.
And, right.
What is it? I don't know what it is. I don't the big dragon thing.
Oh, the sea monster thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is in Pokemon terms.
They draw it more realistically.
Yeah, they draw it, like, realistically, or they draw it in just different styles, or some people have created, like, new loading screens, like, ones that say, you know, don't leave your Pokestop a mess, or whatever, like, good, you know, just alternate ones that they could
put. That's what they should fucking put on there.
Yeah, well, you know, because people are inconsiderate.
Fucking pups are starting to get trashed.
Are they?
Some
mine?
Of them.
I was gonna say, mine seems okay.
It depends. I have gone to parks where I got there right after a huge group of people were there,
uh-huh.
and they had just left, and there was shit everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. So, you're listening to this and you do that, fuck off and pick up your fucking trash, dude.
Yeah.
It is a fucking state park. Don't.
Like, there's fucking trash cans literally everywhere.
Every few feet.
Honestly, I hope I could catch somebody just
glass
throwing
their bottles.
Shit.
Don't bring any fucking glass bottles to the park.
No.
That's stupid. Don't do that shit.
Yeah.
You know,
I found glass.
Parks.
Actually, I did find glass near one of the Pokestops or whatever that was, like, kind of shattered. And I was like, really, people?
Yeah.
Like, it just...
I found that a couple times. And, just have some fucking respect for shit that's not yours.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, now you went from...
Now, and honestly, it was more of a not understanding thing, because I've never played Pokemon before.
Yeah.
I never played the card game, I never played the...
I
never watched the cartoons, I never did anything like
this
that.
This game is entirely different. It has nothing... The only thing that are similar between this and the other games...
Are the Pokemons.
Are the Pokemons. I don't even like calling them Pokemons.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the plural
of
Pokemon...
Well, that other game's more of an RPG.
Yeah.
But this is a first-person perspective type of situation, so...
Right.
You know. It's not a game.
It's
almost like a collect. It's like you're trying to collect stuff. It's not even. I don't even know. You start to almost not call it a game anymore because of the way it operates.
Yeah, like you couldn't. I mean, I guess you could sit. You could sit at your house and play, but you're not going to get the most out of the game.
I mean, that's been my experience, anyways.
Well, you're not going to get anything out of it.
Right, and so what's the? I mean, so it doesn't work. I mean,
right.
I mean, so you have to walk around. I mean, you have to go places and do things. And
right, and if you don't want to do that, then, you know.
You're
but,
fucked. I mean, you are not going to catch anything.
I kind of like the opportunity to just play it casually. Like, tonight we're going to go walk around or whatever and catch them on the Strip.
Yeah, I don't know how many people listen to this who are from Las Vegas or whatever, but the Strip, holy shit.
Has a lot of Pokestops or a lot of Pokemon or what?
A lot of Pokestops.
Okay.
And arenas. I mean, like, I was...
I haven't gone and, like, driven around.
Well, I was stopped dead on the freeway,
uh-huh.
and all I did was look, and it was fucking just the corner just the corner of the area that I captured. Uh-huh. I'll show you the picture, but it was filled
with Pokestops.
Filled with Pokestops.
I don't know.
That's just the corner from. That's from over by the wind.
Oh wow!
Me looking towards the strip.
Mm-hmm. And there's quite a few. I mean, I wish they were more in clusters.
Of it. Yeah. Just in this picture, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. About 20.
Mm-hmm.
20 Pokestops within a quarter mile.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is that we might possibly have to be going in casinos for all these.
Yeah. I don't think that's entirely bad.
It's not entirely bad, but I just don't like walking around casinos with fucking tourists everywhere. It makes me want to punch them out.
Are you going to be angry today?
Oh, I'm already angry.
You're already angry? You're already fired out from the creepy?
You basically accused Bill Murray of being a rapist.
You know what? I'll give him the credit that he decided not to rape that woman when she was possessed. So, you know, points for Bill Murray. Congratulations on almost being a decent human being.
Wow. Awesome.
Let me end this with, I recognize that Bill Murray as a human being is probably not a creep, but his character, Dr. Whatever, Dr. in quotes, kind of is.
Okay.
Okay.
I won't necessarily disagree with the fact that they try and paint him a little bit that way, obviously. Because they do paint him that way, obviously, or else they wouldn't have the scene with him hitting on the woman in the where they were testing the psychic abilities.
Okay.
And he wouldn't intentionally screw over the guy. Which it was also funny because it was also electroshock. So every time even when he was guessing the right ones, he was still getting shocked.
I understand. Okay, I understand that part was supposed to be funny. I guess I just didn't really laugh. Him testing them, semi-funny. Now, him afterwards being like, yeah, we should go hang out, and we, you know, and holding her hand and saying,
well, you don't think
blah,
that
blah,
it was
blah.
Funny that that's what he based his bias off of?
He
was
see,
totally completely screwing the guy over.
That part's fine, yeah. You know what I mean? But him wanting to pursue it afterwards, I guess, and the way he went about it, I think was a little bit, it made me uncomfortable. But him testing them or whatever, so not creepy. I mean, semi-creepy, but not like in the way that I'm trying to say. Like him not being, like she shouldn't, I don't think she should be scared for her life or anything, but as the young woman, the Sigourney Weaver, he wasn't, I don't even want to say that he was not aggressive, but he wasn't scary. Aggressive, creepy. He was just like, you're gross.
You wouldn't consider that pursuant, like just trying to pursue?
No.
Okay.
So don't do it. Don't do that, Tim.
I don't do that, but...
Good.
There are definitely people who do that to a certain extent that I wouldn't consider creepy.
Okay. Agree to disagree. But anyways, I guess we can end this.
This was definitely not funny at all.
It was just me and you arguing, fine.
But so I pushed out again last week and didn't post it to Facebook.
We're probably not going to this week because you want to do 10.
We were
going to
do 10. Maybe do you want to just do like the 10th one as our like inaugural Facebook thing?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I thought we'd have our shit together by now, but we really don't seem to.
I don't know. I mean, it's whatever.
Hmm.
I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But
another thing that I'd like to do, I don't know if people can comment on this or not, but I want to start coming out with topics and being like, okay, next week and the following week, we're going to do this. I mean, loose topics. It can be like topics like this, but we can still talk about other things. But I just want to... We need to have a direction, man.
Because I feel like we're doing fine.
I'm not saying that... I mean, there's no level of, you know, okay, this is good, this is bad, this is okay, this is not. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that I would prefer to have a direction where we have specific topics. Because I like... being able because I feel like if somebody's listening to this, they're not actively involved in the conversation, it's just going to piss them off. Because of...
That's what a fucking podcast is. A podcast is you listening to two people talk about something and you having no say in it whatsoever.
No, not necessarily. I think that a podcast is also finding similarities with the person who's doing the podcast and expressing similar interests. So, as far as that goes, it's hard to do that when we jump around like we do sometimes. Because our mindset is going much faster than the listener's mindset. Because we're having an active, engaging conversation.
Okay.
The person who's listening is not having an active, engaging conversation. They're just listening to a third party. So, as far as that goes, they don't have any say in the way that it's controlled.
Okay. And you want to have more of a direction.
I would prefer if they felt like they had some type of direction that they knew that they were going in.
Okay. I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. It's just not how my mind works. I jump around.
It's not how my mind works either. That's how come we're having such a hard time not being able to do it. But, which is okay. I mean, it's not like we're trying to win any awards or anything like that. I'm just saying that I think that it'd be more relatable.
Okay. So. We're not relatable?
No. I don't know. Well.
No.
No. Not no. really. No, no. No. Not really.
No.
That's kind of why we did this, though, so we could get our whack-ass opinions out there.
You mean my whack-ass opinions, apparently.
Well, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it, but I just think you're wrong. So, which is fine. So, I'm not going to harass you about it. I think that it honestly is a generational thing. It's a generational thing, and if you weren't alive during the 80s or close to the 80s and had an actual memory of it, how it was.
Right.
Then you would definitely look back. It's like if you look back in 1890.
Right.
And you go, oh man, they took a shower like every other week and blah, blah, blah. Or they did a billion different things that we don't do in this day and age. And we go, wow, that's weird. That's kind of odd.
Right.
This is the same exact situation. I just need to look at it from that perspective, which I have a hard time doing because that's not my perspective.
Right.
So, but I understand. Makes sense.
Yeah. We'll still be friends after this.
We weren't friends to begin with, so. I barely pulled my ass up out of bed to get over here.
Right. I feel bad whenever you drive all the way.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not that bad. I made it over here. I told you I woke up at like 11.
Yeah. But I guess we should end it because it's going a little long and now we're rambling.
Is it long?
Yeah.
It's not that long.
Well, you know.
107.
Long for where our goal is.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody does a lot shorter ones, but I don't like it.
I
like having an hour.
Okay.
Roughly about an hour. Like, my buddy who does the other podcasts, he does 30 to 40 minutes usually.
Mm-hmm.
But, everybody's different. So, and like I said, they talk about a much more specific
amount of things. Yeah.
So.
I don't really care. What we do. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
For our own personal entertainment anyway.
Yeah. It makes me nervous that people listen.
Mm.
But I guess we should end it because now we're having a conversation outside the podcast.
Yeah. Now we should have just recorded this shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, we'll see you probably next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This has been Horrible People with Jasmine.
And Tim.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.